I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend.
From St. Paul, Minnesota, welcome to Melody Ranch with Gene Autry. Yes, your friendly local merchant who sells and displays healthful, refreshing, delicious double mint chewing gum invites you to meet all the folks here at Melody Ranch. Johnny Bond, Pat Buttram, the Cass County Boys, the Pinafores, Carl Cottner, and yours truly, Perry Ward. But right now, here's the boss man himself, America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
I'm packing my grip. I'm leaving today. I'm taking a trip California way. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sin. I'll be making new friends where the west begins and the sun set in. 'Cause I've decided where yours truly should be, and it's the San Fernando Valley for me. I think that I'm safe in stating she will be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas made us a promise he will make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail, care of RFD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make the San Fernando Valley my home, and make the San Fernando Valley my home.
Well, thank you.
Ah, that was great, Gene. You know, there's nothing like a good song to put a place on the map. Just look at what that tune's done for San Fernando Valley.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Perry. Well, the valley doesn't need much of a buildup. It's a pretty wonderful place on its own.
Well, I'm glad that's your philosophy, Gene. Then you figure that a good thing can stand on its own merits.
That's what I figure, Perry.
Okay. I'm thinking of a mighty good thing that stands on its own merits right now. And all I need to say about it is this. Friends, for your real chewing satisfaction, be sure it's Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
Well, Perry, you're entitled to your preference, just the same as I am. But the chewing gum I prefer is healthful, refreshing double mint gum. That delicious double mint flavor sure tastes good to me. And I like the way it freshens my taste, makes my mouth feel cool and clean. Yes, sir, I like double mint for smooth, pleasant chewing, too. For a real taste treat and a satisfying chewing treat, I'll take double mint gum. On the banks of the sunny San Juan, watching the river roll on, wondering if it will reach the sea, wondering if she still cares for me. All the days are so weary and long, nothing seems right when she's gone. Maybe some of these days, on the crest of your wave, she'll come back. Dear old sunny San Juan, roll on, dear old river, roll on. Carry this message for me. Tell her I'm lonesome, forlorn and blue. Say that I'm sending my love so true. When the long, dreary nights turn to dawn, nothing seems right when she's gone. All that's left
of my schemes is to sit with my dreams on the bank of the sunny San Juan.
Well, thank you, folks. Thanks a lot. Say, Johnny Bond.
Yeah?
Come over here a minute, will you?
Well, just a second, Gene. I'll be right there as soon as I finish this.
Say, what are you doing over there anyway? Writing a letter?
No, I'm making a list of names of all the guys I can whip.
Oh, I see. Well, say, tell me, is my name on that list?
Your name?
Yeah, my name.
I'll take a look. Yep, there it is, right at the top of the list. Number one, right there, see it?
Now, wait just a minute. You don't think you can whip me, do you, buddy?
It says here I can whip you.
I don't care what it says there, bud. You can't whip me.
I can't whip you?
No, you can't whip me.
Okay, I'll rub your name out. Hey, that's telling him, Johnny. Now, on my list here.
Oh, your list. Don't tell me you're making a list of all the guys you can whip, too.
Yeah, but don't worry. You're both on it.
Well, buddy, you better take my name off, or I'll clean up the floor with you.
Yes, you will.
Yes, I will.
I said you would, didn't I?
Well, don't worry, Pat, old boy. Gene Autry won't treat us that way very long. You know, I'm taking a correspondence course in physical culture. Really gonna build myself up.
Oh, that's a good idea. How you coming along?
Just fine.
Yeah, just fine. They're gonna mail him his muscles next week.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Mr. Artery.
What's
you,
that?
You better watch your step these days. You ain't too safe as it is.
Oh, I ain't too safe?
No, I mean...
Well, what's wrong? What did I do?
Well, you remember a moving picture you made a while back where a mean villain sneaked up behind you with a knife and you whirled around real quick and shot him?
Yeah.
Well, you better watch out for that feller. He's still alive. I saw him in another picture just last week.
Oh. Oh, brother, what a fine couple of cowhands I've hired.
Hey, that ain't no way to talk about two real rootin' tootin' cowboys.
You two galoots, and you can quote me on this, have never rooted or tooted in your life.
Well, that ain't what the people thought when we was cowboys down in Mexico.
Listen, don't give me that stuff. I know for a fact that you two have never been in Mexico. Why, you don't even know how to pronounce it right. The correct Spanish pronunciation is Mexico. Mehihi. When were you down there?
In Hoon and Hula.
Yeah, he's telling the truth, Gene. Fact is, we wrote a song when we was down Mexico way.
You two wrote a song?
Yes, sir.
Boy, I'll never forget that song. We was down south of the border one day. We had rode there. And we fell in love just as the stars above came out to play.
Yeah, and remember, Pat, how the mission bells told us to beat it?
Ay, 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 boy, what a song that was.
How did it go, boys?
Dear Okie, if you see Arky, tell him Texas got a job for him out in California.
Picking up prunes.
Picking up prunes. Oh,
well. Well, that's that. Sing, will you, boys?
Every time I feel the spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Yes, every time I feel the spirit moving in my heart, I will pray.
On the mountain, my Lord spoke, from his mouth came fire and smoke.
Every time I feel the spirit moving in my heart, I will pray.
Looked around me, looked so fine, asked my Lord if it were mine.
Every time I feel the spirit moving in my heart, I will pray.
Yes,
every time I feel the spirit moving in my heart, I will pray.
Ain't but one train on this track, runs to heaven and right back. Every time I feel the spirit moving in my heart, I will pray.
yes, sir. That was mighty fine, lad. Mighty fine. And now...
Hey, Mr. Artery, there's one song that Johnny Bond and me wrote that we forgot to tell you about.
Well, it's probably just as well. What's the name of it?
Saber Dance Blues in the Old Corral.
Saber Dance Blues in the Old Corral. Did you sell many copies?
No, but we sure sold an awful lot of sabers.
Get out of here. Well, thank you very, very much, former employees. And now, with the help of the youngest third of the Pinafores, that would be Ione, I'd like to sing an old favorite of ours, and it goes something like this. Boys. No letter today. I have waited since dawn. I've waited each day since you have been gone. No letter today. All the days are so long. Oh, why don't you write? I know I was wrong. Just give me one chance. Please won't you forgive? I love you, my dear, as long as I live. I know it's no use, though I hope and I pray. The postman goes by, no letter today. Just give me one chance. Please won't you forgive? I love you, my dear, as long as I live. I know it's no use, though I hope and I pray. The postman goes by, no letter today. Well, thank you very, very much, Ione, and thank you, folks.
Hey, ain't it about story time?
It is.
Well?
Well? Well, Pat, this Sunday I'm going to tell the folks a story about one of the best friends I ever had.
Oh, you don't have to talk about me like that.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Uncle Billy Harlow, a kindly, good... I called him Uncle Billy because, well, if you could pick the kind of an uncle you'd want, he's just the one I'd like to have. Anyway, I was working for the Rangers when I first met Uncle Billy. At that time, he was living in a little cow town called Silver City. I'd been sent over there by Ranger headquarters to look into some trouble they'd been having. And had only been there a day when Champ pulled one of his shoes. I asked the hotel clerk where the nearest blacksmith shop was, and he told me that Harlow's place was just down the street. When I got there, I saw a little gray-haired, hunched-over man working at a forge. I called to him. Hello there. Hey there, old-timer.
I didn't hear you, my friend. What can I do for you?
Why, I'd like to get a new shoe here put on my horse. Can you take care of it?
Been doing this over 50 years now, son. I reckon I can help you out.
That's good. I'll just wait here if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'd be glad to have the company. Just make yourself to home. I'll be with you soon to finish this other job here.
Thank you.
Stranger in town, ain't you?
Yeah, that's right.
How long you been here?
Oh, just since yesterday.
You a cowpoke?
No.
Salesman?
No.
And you must be working for Jake Burdick. In that case, I can't help you, so you better be leaving.
Now, wait just a minute there, old-timer. In the first place, I don't even know Jake Burdick.
And what are you doing in Silver City?
Well, don't you reckon that's my business?
Sorry, son. Didn't mean to pry.
Oh, that's okay. Say, by the way, who is this Jake Burdick anyway?
Forgot you'd been here only a day, but for your information, Jake Burdick is the biggest crook that ever drew a breath. And I'm including the best of them.
Does he live here in Silver City?
Live here? Son, he owns Silver City. That is, except for this place of mine and a couple others that are too small for him to bother with.
Then what makes you dislike him so much?
I don't dislike him, son. I hate him. Why, he'd kill his own mother if he thought there was a dollar in it for him. He's robbed, cheated, swindled, killed, and ruined more people than... Now, what's the use?
Well, tell me, has he ever bothered you?
Well, not me personally. I don't think he will. Because if he ever so much as set foot in this place, I'd shoot him first and then ask him what he is doing here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excuse me a minute. The fire's getting down.
Oh, sure. Say, old-timer, if it's all right with you, I think I'll just leave my horse here until this afternoon. I got a couple of things I want to take care of.
It's okay with me, son. And, say, you can forget what I just said. I'm just an old man who's a little tired of seeing his friends and his town get kicked around, that's all.
Well, I don't blame you a bit, Dad. But don't give up hoping that it'll change. Might, you know. Well, I couldn't tell Uncle Billy right then that I was in Silver City to look into the same things that we'd been talking about. You see, up at Ranger headquarters, we'd had our eye on Jake Burdick for a long time. But we had to be sure that our grounds were covered before we moved in. Now we were. And all we needed was the proof. And that was what I was after. So that same afternoon, I started looking for Jake Burdick's gambling hall. When I got over there, I took a good look around the place and then headed for a room in the rear. A poker game was in progress, so I moved in closer and watched.
I'll call your 50 and raise you 50.
Hey, well, Thomas, you must be reading my mind, because that's my bet. I'll just call your bet and raise you 50 more.
I'm afraid that's too steep for me, boys. Pass.
Me too. Count me out.
In that case, Morgan, I'll just raise you back 100.
Getting in a little over your head, ain't you, Thomas?
I'll worry about that. You just deal.
Okay. Just don't want to see you get in trouble, that's all. How many cards you want?
I'll play these.
All right. Bad hand, huh? In that case, I'll just take 3 and check.
I'll bet another 100.
And I call. What do you got?
King's full.
Sorry, Thomas. I got 4-7.
What? Why, you dirty crook, you cheated. You couldn't
you
have
better take that
like
back, Thomas, or prove it. One of the two.
Maybe I can prove it for him, Morgan.
Eh? Eh, who are you?
Just a man who doesn't like to see anybody cheated, that's all. Unless I'm mistaken, there's a 5-7 in this hand right here that was turned over.
Hey, I know
you. Why, you
men
are
no good. Calm down, Morgan.
But, boss, this guy.
Shut up. You're through for the night. And Mr. Thomas, the money is yours. As for you, stranger, I think we can talk better in my office. Care for a drink?
No, thank you.
What'd you say your name was?
I didn't say.
I like guys who don't drink and can keep their mouth shut. You're new in town, ain't you?
Well, yeah. Why?
Looking for a job?
Maybe.
You got one with me if you want it.
What makes you think I'd want it?
The money I'm going to offer you, for one thing.
Yeah? How much?
$250 a week. You interested?
What do I have to do?
You do whatever I tell you to do.
Okay. It's a deal.
Good. You start in the morning.
Well, I won't try to tell you all the things that happened during the next 2 weeks, except that I got an eyeful of just about the most crooked operation I'd ever seen. Uncle Billy had been right 100%, but the proof was going to be even harder to get than I thought. I kept my eyes open, though, and one night, about a month after I'd been there, I found out what I'd been trying to find out for a long, long time. Jake Burdick had sent for me to come to his office. When I got there, his door was open, and he was talking on the phone, so I listened.
I sure it was hollow. Have you told anyone else? Okay, then take care of him before he does. Good night. Don't worry about that. I've got all the evidence right here. I'll put it in the safe. Yeah, and make sure there are no slip-ups.
Burdick hung up the phone, walked over to his safe, and I watched him open, and then headed downstairs. Now I really had to work fast. Uncle Billy's life was in danger. So I went to the telephone, called local ranger headquarters, and had him send over a couple of men to stand by. Then I conveniently arranged a little disturbance downstairs by starting a fight with a rough, tough-looking cowpoke standing at the bar. And that's when I went to Casey's roundhouse. I watched until I saw Bertie come downstairs. Then I headed for his office. I went over to the safe in the corner. I could only remember the combination I'd seen Bertie use just an hour earlier. I tried it. 36 right, 4 times. Left, 22. Right, 15. Then 7 left. Now, that ought to do it. There. Let's see now. Money. Receipts. Oh, here we are. I, Jake Johnson, promised to...
Looking for some hombre.
What?
Don't reach for that gun. Just stand up with your hands over your head. Get us gone now.
Right.
When he came toward me, I saw the light switch out of the corner of my eye. It was a wild chance, but I decided to take it. As we got in front of it, I fell on my knees and swung. Just then, the lights went out. When I came to, I was in a room, flat on my back. I reached to where I thought my head was and felt a bandage. Then I opened my eyes.
Son, can you hear me?
Huh? Oh. Hello, old-timer. What happened? You all right?
Sure, I'm all right, thanks to you. Why didn't you tell me you're a ranger, son?
Oh, you didn't ask me.
But you could have got yourself killed.
Well, I had to take that chance, Pop. When it looked like they were out to get you. You tell me, did they get all the evidence?
Did they? Son, they got enough evidence on that gang to take care of all of them for the rest of their lives.
Well, that's good. Did the Rangers get there in time?
I'll say they did. Just as the lights went out, there was a lot of shooting and the Rangers come running in. A few chairs were thrown, and for a minute or two, that was the gal-durndest fight you ever saw. Just like one of them Western pictures.
Where's Burdick now?
Well, you know where the jail is?
Yeah.
He's in it.
You know, folks, one of the best parts of the day out here in the West is along about sundown. Usually by that time, the cowboy's work's done, and he gets a chance to just sort of sit back and relax. So picture, if you can, the end of a long day's cattle drive. You and your horse have been going since sunup. You're both mighty tired. But up ahead is a cool valley where you'll make camp for the night. It's not far now, so start singing. We're weary and tired, our work is all through, but we'll rest at the end of the trail. We'll stand by the fire where there's nothing to do. When we rest at the end of the trail, if we feel like roping, we'll hitch to a star. So just keep on roping, it's not very far. We're weary and tired, our work is all through. But we'll rest at the end of the trail.
If we feel like hoping, we'll hitch to a star. So just keep on hoping, it's not very far. We're weary and tired, our work is all through. But we'll rest
at the end of the trail.
At the end of the trail.
Ah, that was beautiful, Gene. That's the kind of a song that strikes home with everybody, because sooner or later, after a hard day's work, we all hit the end of the trail. It's good to sit down and rest.
Yes, it's good to take it easy when the day's work's done, Perry. And then, when something's good to chew on, it's mighty satisfying. That's one of the times that I enjoy chewing healthful, delicious double mint gum. And I've noticed that the smooth, pleasant chewing helps steady my nerves again. And while I'm enjoying that pleasant, easy chewing, I enjoy that delicious, refreshing double mint flavor, too.
And we'll rest at the end of the trail.
Well, folks, I guess that's just about the end of the trail for us, too. But next week, along about this same time and over these same stations, we'll be dropping around for another Melody Ranch visit with you. We'd consider it a real compliment if you'd join us. Now, this is Gene Autry saying so long for the whole gang until we're back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gentle weed. I'm back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again, whoopee tie, oh, rocking to and fro. Back in the saddle again, whoopee tie, I go my way. Back in the saddle again.
Be sure to join us again next week at the same time over these same stations. And the Wrigley people will again present Gene Autry, who can now be seen in the Columbia Cinecolor picture, The Strawberry Room, who is now appearing at his big championship rodeo through September 26th here in St. Paul, Minnesota. Good spare time pay, new friendships, training with modern equipment. Young men in America's National Guard have all these things. These days, the Guard is filling up fast, and you've got to be good to get in. If you're 17 or over, physically strong, mentally alert, there may be a place for you. Get full information. Find out if you can qualify. Contact your local unit or write to the Adjutant General in your state capital now. Join a fighting outfit, the new National Guard. Harry Ward speaking. This is CBS. There are 99 million people gather each week, the Columbia Broadcasting System.